KSDR welcomes you to this week's edition of On the Water and in the Air. It's not always about where the fish are biting or where the birds are flying. It's talk about how to go get them.
On the Water and in the Air with your hosts Neil Jensen, Randy Aggermeyer, and Lynn Jurens.
We're pretty empty today. It's the Randy Show.
Pretty much, yeah.
I've been, you know, that's what happens. You know, I've been gone for a month. Almost a month.
Yeah.
I decided I'm going to come back today, and then these guys take it. They go hiatus. You know, Lynn's in Mexico, and who knows where. Neil's doing something or other out there, but back at the helm. You know, today we're going to talk a little bit about what's kind of cooking in the area, Randy. A little bit of, you know, some of the ice fishing tournaments that are out there, some things that are happening in the area. I know they had some. I tell you, the weather's been pretty promising, you know, like yesterday. I don't know, what's this weekend bringing us?
Well, I think low 30s Saturday and then like low 20s on Sunday.
I mean, it couldn't ask for anything better to get out, to get the family out, do a little fishing, get out there. Be careful. I mean, I've seen some reports out there. I know there was one on Lake Thompson. I think there was one on Ponset, one over on Big Stone, some vehicles that have gone through the ice. Now, again, you know, you're still looking at some very promising 18-plus inches of ice out there, but, of course, there is some areas where there's some spring fed or some heaves that you got to be careful. If you're not familiar with the lake, it's, you know, get off before dark. Go out there with somebody you know, or, you know, just, you know, familiarize yourself with what's going on out there. But let's see. Well, we're going to talk a little bit about some of the tournaments that are happening in the area. And basically what I did is I'm going to just kind of go through what we got here. I know that there's a big one coming up. Well, I tell you, February 10th, you could probably fish anywhere you want in a tournament. I saw that's coming up. I know there's one on the 27th. That's coming up this weekend, right? Is that the 27th?
That would be coming up this weekend.
That's the FFA tournament. I'm going to see if I can find that one here, Randy, and we'll talk a little bit about that. I saw some information about it here. Yeah, it's right here. It's the Watertown Area FFA. They're having an ice fishing tournament on January 27th at Lake Compesca. And let's kind of get into the meat and potatoes about this here. It says, this is the Watertown Area FFA would like to get a community involved by providing another opportunity to get outdoors and providing some leadership opportunities and members. I tell you what, this is going to be a nice little tournament here. I mean, it's going to be a beautiful weekend for it. It's going to be on Lake Compesca. They're going to have a 50-50 raffle. It's $25 per two-person team. All right. It says 12 years old or older unless you're accompanied by an adult. The fishing time on this is going to be from 7 a.m. till 6 p.m. Well, they're going to give you some time on the water there.
Oh, wow, yeah.
I will say on the ice. The whole lake is open for the tournament. It says we've also got you'll be able to leave. Let's see what it says. You'll be able to leave the day, but you'll have to turn in your fish that you've already caught into the weigh station. I'm not quite sure where the weigh station is going to be at. It doesn't say here, but here, I tell you what, some more information on this one here. You can sign up by emailing to this advertiser. Let's see what it says here. It says Ashley Wycamp at K12SDUS. All right, so that's Ashley Wycamp, that's W-I-E-K-A-M-P at K-12SD.US. Get a hold of them, see what's going on. That's happening this weekend. I don't know if there's any other tournaments out there that I'm missing, give us a call here at the station. We'll try to get it on yet today. Of course, this is going to be aired on Saturday, so make sure you don't call on Saturday. I don't know if anybody's going to actually answer, but you can go, what is it here,
882-1480,
and they'll give us a call there. I also got some other ones we're going to talk about. I know we've got, let's go right into February 10th. There's a lot of things happening February 10th. We've got the second annual Webster Wabe Grenville Knights of Columbus Ice Fishing Tournament. That's February 10th. That's going to be from 10 until 3. That's going to be on Enemy Swim Lake. Registration fee is going to be $25 for an adult. $5 for a child, 16 and under. This is going to be a real fun event. So plan on bringing the whole family. Everybody's going to be welcome. They got a lot of prizes. To the top 75 registered They're going to have some prizes for them. They got an 8-inch electric ice auger, a Vexlar fishing locator, portable ice shack. They're going to be food's going to be available, pancakes. This is all starting at 8 o'clock in the morning. Pre-register is required by February 4th because they're going to limit this to only 199 people. That's a lot of fishermen, Randy.
199. That's kind of the standard without getting insurance. Yeah.
Exactly. You know that already. Good deal. Proceeds for this one's going to go towards the local charitable events, you guys. So if you get a chance, drop in. Look at that one here. Here's some people to contact here. Let me give you some numbers out there. We got, let me see if I can get back to that page here. When I'm operating my phone, I'm not that good at it. So, all right, we got Ryan Rasmus at 605-695-5947. Our Mark Ermer at 605-881-2258. If you want to get involved in the second annual Webster, Wabe, Grenville, Knights of Columbus ice fishing tournament there. Oh, here's one on the 27th. That's another one this weekend here. Yeah, is it the 27th this weekend, Randy?
Yeah, this Saturday.
This Saturday, another one on Lake Ponset. Now, they just had one last weekend, didn't they?
They had one last weekend. That fundraiser for Children's Miracle Network. Yeah. They're going to do another one this weekend. Huh?
You know, that lake's...
It always seems to be busy.
It does. And that lake, it's amazing the amount of pressure that's been put on that lake, and it's still producing fish the way it is. I mean, you go out there any given day, and you're looking at 500-plus shacks, it seems like, out there on any weekend, we'll say... But it's still producing. Again, be careful while you're out there. Let's talk a little bit about it. It's called the Frozen Trojan Ice Fishing Tournament. That's going to start Saturday, February 27th, 7:30 to 3 o'clock, Lake Ponset. Tournament registration and check-in will be located at the Siouxland Bar and Grill on Highway 81 beginning at 7:30 in the morning. Everybody's going to be eligible for the raffles. It looks like they got some pretty nice raffles. They got a Green Mountain Grill. $2,000 voucher for travel voucher, Randy. There we go. Here's one that everybody's going to like. They got a four-wheeler, $100. Let's see, we got four grand prize drawings. They got $100. Looks like some grand prize drawings. I don't even know what that says there. But let's talk about the tournament prizes that day. Every day, or every angler will weigh in their fish. They're going to go 10 perch. Top five anglers are randomly drawn for cash payouts for $500, $300, and $200. Largest walleye will get $200. So that's January 27th, 7:30, the Frozen Trojan. You guys get out and check that one out there.
Sounds like it's a fundraiser for a school in Madison.
Is that what that is, Randy?
Well, they're the Trojans, aren't they?
You know what? You're right on that.
Yeah.
Sounds like
it's a fundraiser for the school or something.
If you want to get any more information on this thing, you can find it at dsu.edu, yep. Frozen Trojan. So that would
Dakota
probably
State. There you go.
That would answer your questions right there. February 10th. I tell you, here's a day that's got a lot of things happening here. Elks Lodge has got one ice fishing tournament Saturday, February 10th. That's going to be from 1 o'clock until 6:00. It's a $5 donation to get into this one. Headquarters is going to be at the Prop on Lake Compesco. Weigh-ins will be at the Prop. This looks like a fun little tournament as well. Doesn't going to cost you a lot to get into. It's right close by. Drawings will be held at 6 p.m. sharp. Please plan ahead. You know, they got $500 cash drawings for walleye fish. They've got $50 cash prize bonuses for perch, $50 cash prize bonuses for northern crappie. A lot of things happen on that one. That is the Elks Lodge number 838 Ice Fishing Derby. That's going to be on February 10th. Check that one out. Tickets are available. Go to the Elks Lodge, or all bait shops in town are helping out on that one there. And or give a call to 886-5152. Boy, here's another one. February 10th. The South Dakota Trappers Association is putting one on. It's their fourth annual ice fishing tournament. That's Saturday, February 10th. This is going to be on, and I think this one's going to be on Indian Springs, another one out there. They just had one out in Indian Springs here. I think Neil might have talked about last week. They had one out there few weekends ago. Mm-hmm. It was for Stump Wilkinson. Stump. And I tell you what, that was an overnight tournament on Indian Springs. And believe it or not, they really produced some big fish out of there overnight. I was pretty impressed. I was there for the weigh-ins, and I think I saw an 8-pounder. I think a couple sevens, some sixes. You know, a lot of these fish are just beautiful fish. 18 pounds won this thing, I believe. Just a phenomenal tournament. So here's another one for you. Ice tournament fishing is going to be on Saturday, the 10th. It's going to be at the Black Claw Bait and Tavern. Cool place to go to also. Real nice people over there. It's on Indian Springs. Registration 7 a.m. at the Black Claw. It's located 4 miles east and 1 mile south of Clark on 428th Avenue. That's exactly 10 miles west of my house. Pre-registration, email John at johngwce@itc.tel or just give him a call, 532-5812. Anytime. Start time is going to be at 7:30 a.m. All anglers leave from the registration location. Oh, and then the weigh-ins are going to be in Henry at the Double Barrel. Okay. Entry fee for this one's going to be only $20. Cash prize based on 100 tickets sold. They got four walleyes. You're looking at, you know, $300 for first place, $150 for second. They got perch. They got the total 10. If you get 10 perch out of that lake, more power to you. They got the 10 perch. If you get first place on that, it's $300. Largest walleye and perch, $100 each. Largest northern is going to be $50 there. Let's see what else did we got here. We might have missed. Oh, here's another one here. February 17th. I'm going to tell you this is I
boy, we got our weekends covered now in February, I think.
Well, I tell you what, if you had anything to do in February, like I said, we're right in the meat and potatoes of ice fishing tournament season. A lot of things going on. This one here is kind of near and dear to me. This is the Henry Horizons tournament, one that I'm myself and the people from the Henry Horizons are putting on in Henry. What the Henry Horizons is, we're a group of people that last year we put together and built a picnic shelter for Amy Holiday. This year we're actually getting together and doing for some recreational park equipment, you know, for kids to play on.
Okay.
You know, like
some swings. And,
yeah, that
and
kind of stuff.
Totters.
Exactly, you know.
Playground equipment.
There you go, playground equipment. So that's going to be Saturday, February 17th. This is going to be a real fun one, you guys. This is going to be on Long Lake. We did this last year on Long Lake. It had a great turnout. We had about 100 people. It's 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. the 17th, and you sign up that day. You sign up at that day at the Double Barrel in Henry at 6 a.m. You can start signing up from 6 to 8. I mean, if you're a little late and you want to start a little late, no problem. But you can start at the Double Barrel. And tell you what, get there early because the Double Barrel is going to have breakfast there for you. And they put on a great feed. Last year when we did it, a free will donation breakfast. I think they're doing that again for us again this year. It's $20 per person entry fee. Oh, this is our second annual, by the way. Again, we did this last year. The fishing times are from 8 until 4. We're also doing a gun raffle. We got a lot of door prizes. We've just been around. I know McDonald's came on board. A lot of things there. We've got, the gun raffle, we got Choice of Caliber, All-American Ruger Rifle is the first place. We got a $100 gift card. Also, Brotherhood Arms, the sponsor of this show, also is helping us out really nicely on that one there. They came in and helped us out with some good pricing on a gun. Also, that $100 gift card, they chipped in for half of the $100 gift card there. So thanks again, you know, to Dominic and the gang out there for putting their best foot forward and helping us out on that. A lot of other sponsors helped us out on that. We got a real nice stuff. We got a beautiful Arctic Cat jacket from.
It'll come to you.
Evolution Power Sports. Thank you, Randy. Good thing you said that. I'd never remembered. We got some really cool fishing poles. We got some gift certificates to go eat at some restaurants in town. We're also going to do a kids fishing clinic that day. Now, this is going to be depending on weather because obviously we don't know what the forecast is going to be for that day. We got a real neat what we're going to do. I think Neil's going to get involved with that because he's with the National Association of Professional Anglers, which is the NPAA. We actually put in, we're trying to get some everybody that does get into this tournament or the into this kids clinic will get a free ice fishing rod. That's a little tentative there. We're still waiting for the return on that, but we did put in our application to the NPAA. And again, if it's too cold outside, we will do a little ice fishing clinic, and we're going to try to do it inside at the Double Barrel. So another fun thing that we're going to do that day for the kids. Also, what we're going to do, let's see here. Breakfast, I got that already. Big fish contest, of course. You can get into that. This is going to be a the payback on this, it's a 50% payback. I mean, last year, I think the guy that won it, I pulled in about $600. Pretty good. It's a 4-fish limit for walleyes and a 10-fish limit for perch. And I tell you right now, there was a lot of limits pulled out of there last year with this tournament, which is a real good time on that one there. So a lot of things happening in the area, Randy. We've got, obviously, right from this weekend, right into February 3rd, right into the 10th.
17th. So
17th.
Just about got the calendar filled.
I think we
now
got the calendar filled. So, I mean, all you people out there that are, you know, there's a lot of ice fishing anglers out there that enjoy doing this. Only thing I ask is if you're out doing this tournament, just support the people that are helping sponsor this tournament. Because, I mean, you know, I call that the third tax of Watertown, because, you know, you got your regular tax and your sales tax, and you got your help me out tax.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because there's a lot to putting these together. So help those people out. Be courteous to people next to you fishing on the lake, and please pick up after yourself on the water or on the ice. I know with the tournament, there's a lot of things going on. People are enjoying the day. Just, you know, pick up your garbage. If you see some garbage, you know, help your neighbor pick it up, that kind of thing. Because, you know, I was just out on the lake the other day, and I was driving, driving off it, and it's, you know, and there, you know, you see some garbage. You know what? Pull over, pick it up. Maybe it blew out of somebody's vehicle. I don't know what it was, or if somebody left it there. But you know what? It doesn't take long just to bend over, pick it up, and help out. I mean, the better that we do with that, the better chance we got on a lot of these meandering, non-meandering water problems that we can get taken care of people letting us fish in those waters. You know, so. But I think I've pretty much circled it on that one, Randy. What we got going on again?
How's the fishing been for you?
Hasn't been too bad. You know, I did what the doctor said. You know, I broke my foot 3 weeks ago. And he said I was supposed to ice it.
Oh, that's a good way to do it.
So I told my wife, I will see you in 3 weeks. And so I did a little bit of icing. I tell you what, I'm going to try to get a hold of this week. I was going to get a hold of Mike, Big Mike Lewis over at Walker, Minnesota Leech Lake, because I wanted to talk about the Eel Pout Festival coming up. And I know we're getting to the top of the hour here, and we'll get off here, but we'll get on that probably, hopefully, maybe next week or something. We can talk about it. That's coming up also, like, February 27th, I think it is. I think that's a weekend again.
Yep.
This Eel Pout Festival on Leech Lake, I tell you what, it is unbelievable just to experience this thing. It's like going to Wee Fest on steroids on the lake. It's crazy. A lot of people go there just to go there to have fun. I've seen big tents set up on the lake with bands in them, bars in them. I saw people take a 40 by 40 piece of carpet, lay it out, set up a whole living room on the lake just to have a good time. And luckily, if you catch an eel pout, you win some money. But we could probably talk into that a little bit later. But that's another week of On the Water in the Air. Randy and Randy here for you. Thanks a lot, you guys, for listening. A lot of fishing tournaments out there. Have fun, be safe, and we'll see you next week.